Thanks for downloading this podcast. I'm Kelly Beatty of Sky and Telescope magazine, and tonight we're going on a tour of the stars and planets that you'll see overhead in February. You don't need a telescope to enjoy the beautiful winter sky. Just bundle up very warmly, don't forget your head and feet, and come along with me. Plan to stay out for at least a half hour to give your eyes a chance to adapt to the darkness. Even after 10 minutes, you'll see far more stars than when you first stepped outside. Let's start by facing south as night falls. To find south, by the way, note where the sun sets and then take a quarter turn to the left. Striding across the heavens, well above the horizon, is mighty Orion the Hunter. He's unmistakable, with three bright stars in a tight diagonal row marking his belt, surrounded by a tall, boxy quartet of bright stars to frame his torso. Orion's left shoulder is marked by the red supergiant star Betelgeuse. Now, you'd never guess it, because it's 428 light-years away, but Betelgeuse is one of the biggest stars known. If you swapped it for our Sun, its surface would be somewhere between Mars and Jupiter, and Earth? Digested into star stuff. Now clench your fist and stick out your arm. Two fists to the upper right of Betelgeuse is another red giant star, Aldebaran, which marks the angry eye of the bull Taurus. And four or five fists to the lower left of Betelgeuse is an even brighter star. That's actually the planet Mars. Look closely. All three of these beacons have a reddish tinge that sets them apart, subtly, from the stars around them. As you look around this part of the sky, you'll notice a bunch of bright stars. Skygazers often trace out an enormous six-sided pattern, called the winter hexagon, to connect them all. Let's find it. Imagine that Betelgeuse is in the hexagon's middle. To its lower right, on the other side of Orion's belt, is icy white Rigel, marking the Hunter's left foot. From there, slide your gaze to the lower left, by three fists, until you reach Sirius, the brightest star in the nighttime sky. Now continue clockwise, around the hexagon, heading upper left by three fists to reach the star Procyon, and then continuing more steeply to the upper left until you reach Pollux. Now don't confuse it with Mars, which is farther off to the left. Above Pollux, and a little dimmer, is Castor. These two stars mark the twins of Gemini. Now scan to their upper right, almost to overhead, to find bright Capella. From there, it's a three-fist hop down to Aldebaran, and from there, another three fists brings you back to Rigel. There you have it, the winter hexagon. Rigel, Sirius, Procyon, Pollux, Capella, and Aldebaran, with Betelgeuse anchoring its middle. Get used to seeing Mars, because it'll be with us for a while. On January 29th, the red planet reached what astronomers call opposition, meaning it's opposite the Sun in the sky. It rises when the Sun sets, stays up all night, and sets at dawn. Watch Mars week by week, and you'll see that it gets a little higher up as the sky gets dark. If you're up for a bit of a challenge this month, go scout out a sky-gazing vantage point that offers a completely clear view to the western horizon. Then on Monday, February 15th, get yourself in place just before sunset. Watch where the sun sets, and about 15 minutes after it's gone down, look two fists upward from that point. You should be able to spot an incredibly thin crescent moon, looking a little like a Cheshire Cat's smile hanging in the sky. This crescent will be a little easier to spot the next night, on the 16th, when the moon will be a little higher up and its crescent a bit thicker. If you're lucky, and if the air is very clear, you just might be able to pick out Venus and Jupiter paired together down near the horizon, directly below the moon. If you want more sky watching tips, check out skyandtelescope.com. Next month, I'll introduce you to two brothers who've really made a name for themselves in the sky. Until then, I wish you clear skies.